This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What are you doing?
Oh, you know.
Look who's back. See who's back?
Look who is back.
What's up, boys?
Hey.
What's up, man?
How was your unsolicited day off?
Yeah.
I was good. It was fine.
Did your dad fly you somewhere again fun?
No. We were visiting a couple ailing family members in Southern California.
We thought that was just a cover story, and that John Buckley was once again whisking you away to some sort of fancy trip, and you didn't want to.
No. My privilege will strike again, probably late March when I go to Hawaii with my mom's side of the family.
Unbelievable!
Damn it!
I mean, you're the greatest white thing going right now, except for. Can we talk about it?
People have said that the whites are on a generational run right now.
The whites are on a generational run. And last night, the whites, we struck again.
People are saying. Yeah, you guys.
They've never seen anything like it.
Listen, okay, so let's do talk about it.
Can we talk about it?
BYU beat Kansas by about 40.
I think we killed your program last night.
Worst loss in Bill Self's Kansas tenure?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think that's what they said.
He did say after the game that when they get back, they need to take a break from each other.
I think he said we need to get away from each other. Yeah.
He did say that. Mm. Well, I told you the Mike Vernon, the insider guy.
Yeah.
He said they had a coming to Jesus after the Utah loss where the players questioned the coaching staff.
Yeah.
And apparently it got heated. And then you and I were talking yesterday, and I said, well, Kansas is either going to be rejuvenated and win by 60.
Yep.
Or no, I said Kansas loses by 30. Or BYU, or...
You all right? I mean, we have you flummoxed. I understand your program's in shambles right now.
I think I said... Yeah, Kansas by 30 or BYU by 60. That's what I said. And it was BYU by 40.
I think it was, what, 34 it ended up being?
Something like
34, that's right.
Yeah, 34.
Something like that. But you guys, you know what?
The whites were raining threes from all over.
Do you know what Bill Self also said last night?
What?
Because... the natives are restless in Lawrence, Kansas.
Oh, yeah.
It is not pretty with his program.
No. They were the number one team in the country going into the year.
Well, that shows you that they should be way better than they are.
Yes.
It is not. Bill Self is not having a moment.
No.
Anyway, who cares about them? What he said was BYU could have beaten anybody tonight.
Hmm.
And you and I had it on in here.
Yeah.
We were watching it. They did look really good.
Well, and they're saying that may be that gets BYU into the tournament, because BYU, too, was supposed to be a top 25 team, and they fell on their face, and now they're starting to get it together, and they did that.
Well, when I've watched them, they've been kind of soft. No offense.
Oh, yeah.
Little soft.
Oh, they're soft as baby poop.
They can drain threes, you know, but they look, last night, man, they were dude, I was like, that team's pretty good.
Who would have thought in...
I'll get on your bandwagon for a year.
Come on board. Who would have thought in the year of our Lord 2024 into 2025 that Kansas would ruin BYU's football season, keeping them out of the college football playoff,
yeah,
and BYU basketball would possibly put the nail in Kansas basketball's coffin. Dogs and cats living together, you know, mass hysteria.
Can I just say, this is why I love sports.
Yeah, you never know.
You can't predict any of this.
No, when I saw BYU favored by 3, and I know Kansas wasn't playing very well, I still laughed at that. I'm like, in what world is BYU favored over Kansas basketball? And then they went out and they were up by 20 at the half. I mean, and it got worse.
Well, you know what I think is happening? Can I tell you my secret insider scoop?
Talk about it. Let's go.
I think that Kansas, I'm not sure that we've ever won the NIT.
Oh.
So I think what they're doing is trying to get in there and then win that.
It's like you're collecting the Infinity Stones and that elusive NIT title. You know, BYU loves the NIT. We're well accustomed to that. We'll party in the NIT with you, although now...
We want something new.
Now we're going dancing. I mean, they're saying BYU, with this win, this is what BYU is going to hold up to end up in the NCAA tournament. They're like, look what we did to Kansas.
Look, when you beat Kansas, I don't care what state Kansas is in, when you beat Kansas or North Carolina or Duke or Kentucky or any of those schools like that by 35...
Yes.
Dude, hang a banner. Mm. Do what you need to
do. That's a pelt.
It's definitely a pelt. It's a great win.
Oh, and you know what? We already have two banners hanging up in the Marriott Center. You might have known this, but I mean,
I did not.
1951 and 1966, NIT champs.
Are you serious?
Two times.
They have banners for those?
Two. Not one. Two.
Boy, that's
jealous.
When they go to the tournament, do they hang up banner?
Well, no, we don't do anything in the tournament.
Like Sweet 16?
I don't think that happens.
What's the furthest? Has BYU ever been to a Final Four?
No.
Are you sure about that?
I'm almost positive in that.
I feel like your fingers are getting ready to Google.
Well, they are getting ready to Google, but I feel like if we've been to a Final Four, a BYU fan would never shut up about it. And since I've never heard that, I'm going to say no, they have not.
They've been to the tournament 31 times.
Yes.
It appears here. And they have... Ooh.
Yeah, it's not a great history.
No, it's not.
No, so I know that. They went to the Elite Eight in 1981, and I believe that was the half, like the coast-to-coast one, Danny Ainge.
Danny Ainge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and that was like I want to say it was against, I think it was against Notre Dame. I think it was the Battle of Jesuses again, and Mormon Jesus greater than Catholic Jesus. And that was the one they show the highlight a bunch. And he goes coast to coast and he lays it in. And I don't quote me that was against Notre Dame, but that was the furthest they'd gone.
Two-time Elite Eight.
And then I think Jimmer may have gotten to a Sweet 16.
2011.
That sounds right.
Because they went to the Sweet 16 one, two, three, four, five times.
Five times, huh?
Five times Sweet 16, two-time Elite Eight, never a Final Four.
No.
And three-time conference tournament champ. Now, they've got a lot of conference regular season championships.
Well, we played in terrible conferences. Yeah. We were in the WAC, for God's sakes. And then the mighty Mountain West. Although, those years we were in the Mountain West, Utah was like, that was like Keith Van Horn and those cats and Doliak. Utah played in a national title game against Kentucky. One of those years that I was there, and they lost to Kentucky. But yeah, those Utah teams were actually really good. But yeah, we don't, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the 6'6 slow-footed white man, but we collect those as you do five-star prodigies. That's more of a Kansas sort of thing. Do you want the uber-athletic five-star kid? We look for the 6'7 rangy slow-footed white guy that can shoot a little bit. We collect them.
Well, I like how they play.
Well, of course, you know, it's a smart play. A lot of coaches' kids,
well, look, they,
not a lot of talent, a lot of hustle,
they
played, quote, the right way.
They played hard, man. They're well coached. I was impressed. Like, you're laughing, but they're
on board.
That's a good team. That's a good team.
It is a generational run for the Whites right now, though. I mean, we're having our moment. We got the...
Well,
the,
you're welcome.
We got the exciting Whites in Philadelphia. I mean, my God. I mean, things are looking up. All of a sudden, we're good in hockey now in the United States? What the hell? What's going on?
Yeah, tonight is just the we do have the wildfire game tonight.
It's the calm before the storm.
We have the Luka Lakers taking on Charlotte.
Yeah, they're calling
the game that
Wildfire?
Well, it got moved because of the wildfire.
No, I didn't realize that's why.
That's why there's only one game tonight.
Yeah.
Is they're doing that. And that helps your Zers.
Yeah, because then the Lakers have to play on a back-to-back.
Yeah.
Although I don't.
Tomorrow, they're
here. I'm still fascinated to see how far, I believe it was Danny that asked the question, how far will the plug be from the wall when the Blazers pull it? Are we just like, is it loose? Have we yanked it out?
I don't buy that.
Are you going to keep playing hard?
Well, yeah. Why wouldn't they? I mean, the players play hard, or at least that's the idea, no matter what. And your coach.
Yeah, Chance is continuing to audition for his next job.
He wants to stick it to the franchise. I don't get this idea that all of a sudden now they're just going to say, oh, screw
it. Aiden's probably done for the year. And, you know, do we start seeing some deep finger contusions in the rest of the squad? We'll see.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll see.
I don't think Chance is going to go for it.
Well,
he's pulling a
Lovie Smith. Lovie Smith screwed the Bears over the number one pick after they like, here's the thing. If you're going to fire a guy, dude, you don't let him coach the rest of the year when your seating's on the line.
I also think that it kind of doesn't matter now for the Blazers to pull the plug because you're not going to get Cooper Flagg unless you're super, super lucky.
Well, yeah, the thing is, I think you're eighth or ninth right now. And again, the top six, it's relatively even odds in the top six.
So just get to the top six.
You got to get to the top six. So you don't, you're not catching the top three.
Is there a BYU kid they could get maybe?
Yeah, the Igor kid's supposed to be a top five. So the...
No, but like a white kid?
Well, he's white.
Oh, he is. Okay.
Yeah. He's Russian.
Bad assumption.
His name's Igor.
Did you know that BYU, I have a fun BYU basketball fact for you.
Yeah, what do we got?
To corkscrew in right here. Yeah. Did you know that BYU is the first U.S. college program to have an international player on their roster?
Get right there out of town.
1959.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where did he come from?
He was from Finland.
Oh. Of course. White.
Timo Lampen.
White.
Well, yeah. I mean, do you think in 1958 BYU had a black guy?
I think God changed his mind about black people in 1970. Might have been 70.
Because he was forced to?
No.
I just have always preferred the whites.
Just saying. It was somewhere in the 70s when that order changed.
Yeah, I don't know that I buy it, but did you see that report? The YouTube chat asking that Cooper Flagg may go back for another year at Duke?
No. Well,
That report came out yesterday. I don't believe it at all, but that's out there.
I don't believe it 1 second. The only thing would be, like, if you're knee-deep in Duke Skush and they're going to give you, like, well, the kid that's going to BYU, the number one player, he got, I think,
$7 million
to go back for a year.
Yeah.
And look, it's a rookie-scale contract in the NBA.
You know,
if you love the experience at Duke and you're feeling good and you do feel like your game needs to be worked on a little bit, you can do a lot worse than someone giving you, and I'm guessing Cooper Flagg could probably get closer to 8 to 10 to stick around.
Yeah.
Dude, that's not a bad life, man.
Neither is the NBA.
Well, no, it's not. I'm just saying.
They'll treat him with kid gloves.
I do think that there is an element now that you can't just, you can't balk at the idea that someone would come back considering the amount of money that's being thrown around to these cats.
I guess that's true.
And college life is pretty good. Like, I understand the NBA life on the road and you got the Instagram models and the hots and all that. But, you know, for an underage kid that's not 21, you're telling me that making $10 million a year, sitting on a college campus, being king of that place, that's a great... That's a great kind of starter set to be an NBA player.
Yeah, let's do that.
And maybe he's not one of those guys that loves the nightlife and the OnlyFans models and all that stuff.
If you get paid $7 million in college, do you still live in the dorms?
No.
What do you do?
Guaranteed.
A sweet off-campus house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a condo somewhere. You're not buying anything, but, you know.
A little Airbnb or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, Flagg told The Athletic in an interview last week, I want to come back next year.
Yeah.
So who knows? I mean,
yeah,
I'll
believe it when I see it.
I'm just saying, I'll bet you his life at Duke is fan freaking tastic.
Yeah, two games a week and no real responsibility.
No real travel. You know, he's not going to class. Or if he is, you know, it's whatever.
Well, he needs to work on his hair, I think.
Yeah.
Big time.
It's a little rough. It's a little rough. You know, he'll get to the NBA.
That's what I'd do for a year.
He'll get to the NBA. He'll get a headband. He'll get some tattoos. So Cherokee parks it up a little bit.
Well, that's just it. You need a year to grow that out.
Yeah.
And then get the headband.
Yeah.
A couple tats and you're ready for the NBA.
Then you're ready to go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't laugh at the idea that he's not coming out. And also, is it possible to, like, let's look and see. What is the NBA standing? So.
And then the Blazers could screw up getting him for a second time.
Yeah. Look, If the Washington Wizards, who I believe have the worst record in the NBA, am I wrong about that? No.
You're not wrong.
I'm not wrong.
They're terrible.
So the Wizards. And that organization is a effing dumpster fire. If the Wizards end up with the number one pick, and I know every year, you know, that team's going to be bad, but like when San Antonio ended up with the number one pick, that's different. So you're telling me you're sitting there and you watch the draft lottery and the Wizards have the number one pick and you're sitting there and you're being like, I got to go to that dumpster fire and deal with that crap. Or I can go and take my house settlement money, my NIL money. So you throw in that house settlement money and his NIL, dude, he could be putting his foot in maybe 11 to 12 million bucks next year. Cause Duke's not going to, I bet you Duke doesn't go all in with the 22 mil in football. They're going to shave off a big chunk for basketball. So you're telling me between, if he gets a $7 to $8 million NIL, which shouldn't be a problem, he gets another 2 to 3 from the house settlement money and he's sitting at 10, 11 million bucks and he's at Duke and he doesn't have to play for the Wizards. I'll tell you right now, dude, that son of a gun is coming back.
Text line says, why would he go back to Duke? So the Blazers can mess up a chance to get him again?
Yeah. Well, that's what we just said, yeah. What if the Blazers get lucky and get the number one pick and then Flag's like, yeah, I'm going to go back to Duke, I think.
That would be so Blazers.
It would hurt.
The ultimate Blazer
That would be the ultimate what in the hell.
At least the rest of the class is decent, so you'd still get a good player.
Yeah, you get the Ace Bailey or
someone like that.
Or the Harper kid. Or you can get Igor, you can get the BYU Russian White.
I don't know if I want Ace Bailey.
You a little sour?
Well,
the one game that you've seen him play?
No, I've watched them some. He's kind of lazy. Yeah. He's already got that rep as being one of those, like, really talented but hollow NBA players.
Yeah, they say he can score wherever he wants, but he's like a space cadet on defense and, like, doesn't rebound even though he's got all this physical ability.
You want to draft that?
Boy, I'll tell you what. That scares the – whenever I hear that, you just, any sport, that just scares the living daylights out of me. There was a James Pierce, the edge rusher for Tennessee, because the combine's coming up. He's probably the most talented defensive player in the country. And there's reports saying that some NFL teams are taking him off the board because he's a moron, which means he's going to fall to the.
Maybe the Blazers can get him.
He's going to fall to the Eagles with like the 30th pick and then go on to be the next Lawrence Taylor. Just. They'll pair him with Jordan Davis Jalen Carter.
What's his nuts? Yeah. I don't mind dumb. I can't handle lazy.
Well, and that's what they're saying, character issues. They said he has massive character issues.
In other words, like won't work hard.
And the people around him
don't like him. Yeah, yeah, see, I'm out on that. Yeah, yeah. I'm out on that. I can work with dumb.
Yeah.
That reminds me of the Reuben Foster thing a little bit with Alabama, the Niners. Like all these teams took Reuben Foster off the board, and the Niners got him like 30th. And then there was a good reason why he got taken.
Well, if you've ever like, there's just football lends itself to violent
dum-dums.
Yeah, yeah, and not just dumb. Like you said, you can deal with dumb. I've played with guys that are two-thirds a moron, and they're fine because they speak football.
What's
and
the
it
other
works.
Third?
Probably weed and ladies. but the violent sort of irrational Reuben Foster stuff. Who was the other kid that the Niners had another one? The kid out of Missouri,
Elton Smith.
Yeah, that guy was one of the most talented edge rushers I've seen in the NFL in 25 years.
Yeah,
he couldn't stop beating people up and carrying around guns. And there's
he's
just
like way
and drunk driving.
Right?
Yeah, he's so far. Yeah. He's so far gone. There's a lot of violent, kind of Neanderthal sort of guys that get by because football accepts it. It's insane. And then you end up there and you got all the talent in the world, but if you can't stay out of prison and you can't stay out of the police blotter, then
I'm hearing Cooper Flagg can't stay out of prison. So.
Yeah, Flagg!
Be careful, Zers. Well, anyway, what we were going to say is.
Work on that haircut.
We've got the Charlotte Lakers game tonight.
Yeah.
All a precursor to the hockey game of the century.
Yeah, which I thought was tonight, and I'm so disappointed.
No, it's tomorrow. The hockey game of the decade.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night.
It's a big deal.
I don't want to oversell it.
And I thought it was great because the hockey game's at 5, so I was like, oh, we're off the air early for Duck basketball. I was like, it's great.
Yeah.
I'll hit a bar. And then I was like, son of a gun.
You thought you were going to be cozying up at Jerry's just right about puck
dude,
drop?
It broke my heart. I was so fired up that I was going to get to watch this.
You're heartbroken?
I am heartbroken. It hurt.
Yeah, tonight we're off at 5.
Yeah.
It's a turn and burn show.
All the world was lining up for me, and now...
Well, you can watch it in here.
I'm just saying, at 5 o'clock tomorrow, you may lose me for a bit.
I may. You know what? I may leave the show tomorrow at 5. Oh, I don't really feel good.
I'll bring a Team Canada jersey for you. You can put it on.
Make you do the show. I'll put it on. I'll work for Canada.
I got Team Canada jersey. Oh, I got both.
I'll support. I mean, I'll support the USA first. Well, I don't know. It depends on who I bet on. USA! Where's the value? USA!
USA! USA! I don't know. I think
I saw the line on it. It's pretty even.
I think Canada's going to win. And it's tough because I like the Canadian players better. But come on, man. It's my country.
The big question now is, will we boo their national anthem? Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
We are going to. America, that is going to get so. I'll bet you that there is an incident because they're not just going to boo. They're going to throw stuff on the ice. It's going to be.
Yeah, it'll be ugly.
It's going to be bad. Yeah, I'm sure Boston is going to handle this really, really well.
Right. The Celtics had a ball.
Yes.
Okay, we got to go. We'll start with sports talk next on The Fan. You know, during the break, you guys were previewing the hockey game tomorrow.
Yes.
Between the USA and Canada.
Did you understand
Boston.
Any of it?
Well, of course. I'm the I mean, who are you talking to?
The preeminent hockey mind of The Fan.
That's right. Yeah. Now, that immediately sent me to the sports book to look at the odds, the latest
now,
odds.
Now, what do we got going on?
Well, I want you to guess, because I will tell you, for those that were not here during the break,
mm-hmm.
that Souk and Buck both like Canada to have a little something for Team USA.
I think they got bushwhacked a little bit. I do not think that they were ready for what the United States brought, and I think they got caught back on their heels a little bit. Their goaltend, it's fascinating to me. I'd like to thank the entire country of Canada for not being able to produce a single goaltender, but neither one of the U.S. goals was any good. They were both soft goals.
So just in case somebody doesn't know what happened.
Yeah.
U.S. won the first match.
U.S. won the first
up in Montreal.
Yes.
This one's in Boston.
And Canada just has better skaters. We have a better, we have better goaltending. We have solid defense. We do not have skaters that should be able to skate with Canada when Canada is on their game. And I think we kind of woke up I think this is going to backfire the whole.
Did they take us lightly?
I do.
I do.
I think they took us lightly. And I think the intensity and the physical nature in an exhibition, I mean, I just don't think they were ready for it. And now they're sniping back and forth, and it's more than hockey. It's turned political. Yeah. And when you look at their top lines, the skaters they have between MacKinnon and McDavid and Sidney Crosby and some of their, and they get the best defenseman in the world back, Makar, who didn't play in the first one. I just think Canada is going to have, it's going to be close. The USA is a good team. I think Canada is going to bring a different level, and I just think they're a better team. Right. So
what are the odds?
I'll bet you the US is favored. It's in Boston, in the United States especially, is where people are gambling. I'll bet you the US is a slight favorite.
I bet Canada is a slight favorite.
US minus 110.
Wow.
Canada minus 105.
Okay, so
okay,
it's
just
almost
about a
dead even.
Yeah. Razor thin.
Yeah.
Razor thin.
Yeah.
So I think
put your money where your mouth is.
I don't want to bet against the US cuz
yeah, you don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that.
I do.
But at the same time it's weird for me cuz I really like Canada. I love the country of Canada. I go to Canada all the time. I've spent my last couple Christmases there. My favorite hockey player of all time is Canadian. I named my son after a Canadian hockey player. And I think that this war that we have with them is BS. We've decided we have a president that decided for some unknown reason to pick a fight with our best ally. And I don't like that it's turned ugly, but I do love the intensity. I do love the rivalry. I don't want to see anyone booed. I hated when they booed our anthem. It's going to bother me when we boo their anthem back. I wish that we could all be grownups about this, but it's not going to happen. But I don't want to root against my country. So I will not be betting on Canada. In fact, I will probably sit this gambling out and just hope that we get a great game.
All right. Well, we have college football playoff, a little bit of college football playoff news today.
Playoff. And by the way, this was really good, and this was awesome. I love this text. And someone said, I know it's a pipe dream, but wouldn't it be great if the crowd started singing the Canadian anthem together? I would be such a classy move. It was a number of years ago. The Edmonton Oilers were playing, I believe, if I remember correctly, I think it was the Ducks. I think it was the Anaheim Ducks in the playoffs. And when they were in Anaheim, they booed the Canadian anthem, and it was a, you know, it was really a classless move. The Americans booed the anthem, and they asked, because a lot of the players for Anaheim were Canadians, and they were asking them about it, and they were like, yeah, that's, you know, shouldn't do that. So the series goes back to Edmonton, and so everyone thought that Edmonton was going to boo the hell out of the U.S. anthem, because they play the visitor anthem first. They played the national anthem, and the Canadians were very respectful and even sung along. And then when it came time for the Canadian anthem, the crowd was so passionate, the guy put the mic down and just held it up, and the entire crowd sung, and it was just goosebumps. And they ended up with like this great experience. And I wish the people of Boston would do something like that. It's not going to happen, but that would be a really cool moment.
You think they're classy enough?
I think that they are going to throw stuff on the ice, and I think there is going to be some very uncomfortable language, and I think the booing will start. I bet you they make an announcement before the game to respect the anthems, and I'll bet you that before we hit the oh part of Oh Canada, that the F-bombs and the boos come raining down, and they do not stop the entire anthem.
Well, look, the Boston bros don't even know the Canadian national anthem, so it doesn't even matter. I mean, I don't think I could sing it. I mean, I know parts of it.
Yeah.
But I don't know how many Americans could sing along with that.
I sing along with it all the time. It's a great anthem.
Well, again, I just don't know how many Americans. Yeah.
Unless you're a hockey fan, then, you know. Yeah.
All right. Well, I was going to break, but I guess I can't because my producer's not in there. But
We're
I don't know. He just kind of ran out of there. He might have mud butt today.
Is he good?
There he is. Oh, he's getting something off the printer.
Oh, hot off the press.
Look at that guy.
Ah! Hi.
All right. Well, I'm going to take a break now, okay?
I think that's good.
I think it's good, too. We've got a little bit of college football playoff. I mean, a little bit of news.
Yeah.
And we have $2 beer night tonight. I don't know if you saw that. Do you know where?
$2 beer night?
Yeah.
That's going to go well. Nickel shock night at Ulan's. $2?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And pretzels.
Oh, I like where we're going with this.
Where do you think it is?
Well, there's not any games tonight. Is it the Lakers-Hornets game?
There are games.
There are games? I don't know.
I mean, there are other sports, you know.
Not really. Baseball's not going on. Hockey's not going on. Football's not going on. There's only one NBA game.
College hoop.
This will be a V8 moment for you.
Okay.
Yeah, college hoops, dude.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh.
Hello. We just talked. We opened the show with it.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Well, it's not a BYU. We're not doing $2. We're not doing $2 beers.
They're classy.
That's right. Godless heathens.
So we'll get to that coming up on The Fan. Here's Buck.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Hey, there's still time to enter daily for the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest. Entering is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, and listen to 1080 The Fan. or really any participating station.
Yeah.
Listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your daily entry. The winner is going to get travel for four and a five-night hotel stay at Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas's premier sports viewing destination and home of the biggest March hoops party at their stadium swim. You know, that's the one that's up on the roof there?
Yeah.
And they got a bunch of pools and you watch
apparently
games.
Apparently it's the place to be. And they give you like $5,000 each.
Dude, that's a sweet deal. That's where I would want to go to watch. And
dude, that's the best. Yeah. That's the best prize this stupid station has ever given away.
$5,000 for each of you to fund the ultimate viewing experience for the first two rounds of the college basketball championships. Come back each day and listen for another hour to add another chance to win. For more information, go to our website, 1080thefan.com.
Yeah. It's a hammer prize.
What was I going to say? Oh,
I don't know.
Well, we've got college football playoff.
Yeah.
A little bit of news today. I mean,
playoffs.
We were talking about this yesterday that the Big Ten and the SEC are all meeting.
Yeah.
Doing their secret meetings.
Because remember, we've got 1 year left where you have to kind of keep everything relatively status quo. And then the year after that, you can kind of do what you want.
So these guys are talking about this is just a change for next year. Mm-hmm. So this is just something that they could easily
tweak.
But it would have to be a unanimous vote. They don't know if they have the votes, but both the SEC commissioner and the Big Ten commissioner came out and said they agree that the way teams are seeded in the 12-team playoffs should change, and they would just go 1 through 12 by ranking and not give the first-round byes to the conference champions.
Yeah, people didn't like the fact that like ASU and Boise State got byes. Meanwhile, Oregon, in their first, I mean, Oregon had to play Ohio State in the first round after their bye. So that will probably change. I think most people are going to be on board.
And it makes sense.
Although, you know,
I think it makes
sense. Because it has to be unanimous.
Yeah, they may not get it.
They may not get it.
I don't know.
Although something tells me that the Big Ten and the SEC, because remember, after this year, they kind of get to do what they want. My guess is that they go to the Mountain West of the world and the Big 12 and the ACC and be like, hey, just so you know, if you would like us to be pretty cool when it comes to figuring out the new format, don't be a D on this one.
Yeah.
And
I think that's right.
And I am willing to guess that this will end up being a thing this coming year.
Yeah, so the four highest-ranking conference champions earned the top four seeds and a first-round bye. Very controversial facet of the format as Boise State was ranked 9th, but got a bye.
Yeah.
And Arizona State was ranked 12th
and
got a bye by virtue of winning the Big 12.
And no one thought that either one of those teams was anywhere near the four best teams in the country.
No, because third-ranked Texas and fourth-ranked Penn State were runners-up in their conferences, and they could not be any higher than 5 or 6.
Yes.
Because the top four seeds were reserved for conference champions. So they want to change that,
and they
will.
And I know it pisses people off, but at the end of the day, the Big Ten and the SEC are going to have more power than anyone else. It's just it is the way it works. The rest of the country needs them more than the SEC and the Big Ten needs the rest. I mean, it's obviously better together, but I mean, let's the meat of the college football world is run out of the Big Ten and the SEC, and that's just the reality of it.
The other thing it does is it opens the door for Notre Dame to get a first round bye.
Yeah,
because right now being in a conference, they can't.
Yes.
Makes sense. I mean, I even though like the Arizona States and the Boise States of the world are probably never going to get a bye now.
No, and they probably shouldn't.
Well, that's the whole thing. It's like the top four teams have earned that.
Yes.
Like we need to still make sure that the regular season matters. Yeah. And, you know, Texas being number three, even though they didn't win their league, they earned that.
Well, again, and I'm not trying to take anything away from Boise State or Arizona State. Those are both really good programs. I mean, Boise proved it, but can we make an argument that Boise's most impressive thing they did was almost beating Oregon? And that's not okay. Like, your big resume builder can't be that you played Oregon to basically a draw that you should have won, because no one believes. And the same thing with Arizona State. Like, the Big 12, God bless their heart, if you put Arizona State or Boise State in the Big 10, that's a 3-4 loss team.
Well,
it
also
just
think,
is.
Too, it's like, and I don't remember the specifics of Arizona State's schedule, but with unbalanced schedules, you know, Texas being 3 but not winning the SEC is like, in oftentimes that, I mean, not oftentimes, that could be better than Arizona State winning the Big 12 based on schedule strength.
Yeah, so
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, I'm looking, just be, so my point is, just because you didn't win the league doesn't mean you didn't play a really tough schedule and earn a bye like Texas did by being the 3 seed in a tougher league, whereas Arizona State may have ducked the best teams in the Big 12. I can't remember, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, I got it up here. So, right, they lost to Cincinnati and they lost to Texas Tech, which is, that's
who
not
are
great.
Their best wins, though?
BYU. And Kansas State, that was
okay.
I mean,
so see what I mean? Like, yeah, when you're ranked third, even if you didn't win your league, that's still more deserving of a bye in some instances than what you just read.
Yeah.
So it's pretty obvious. I mean, I think everybody agrees on this, don't they?
I mean, I know they're apples and oranges, but like the college basketball tournament has it figured out. If you win, I mean, there's way more conference tournaments, but if you win your conference tournament, you're not guaranteed a top 8 or a top 12 seed.
I mean, look.
You get a seat at the table, and then you get slotted wherever you would have been ranked.
Yeah, can we, I mean, like, Oregon is the definition of average, right? Like, Oregon's basketball team is, they're fine. Like, well, I mean, can we?
God dang, what do you think?
They started out the year pretty good. They had some close wins, and then, right. You know, they're fine.
I think they're better than Kansas.
It's a valid point. They're fine, right? They're fine.
All
right. They're going to end up being an 8 or a 9 seed because they still play in one of the preeminent conferences, and there's good wins there, and they've played a tough schedule. And it's all right. You get a team that wins 23 games but plays in and a soft conference or the West Coast Conference. I'm sorry. Like, you're right. Basketball has it figured out. So you see teams that are like, oh, well, they're a bubble team and they barely got in. Wait, they're an 8 seed? Yes, their schedule is problematic and they don't have as many wins, but everyone knows that team should be an 8 or a 9 seed. And it's not that hard to figure it out for football. So whether it happens this year or not, once we expand the tournament, that's going to change. So enjoy it, but Boise State will never get a bye again. It's not going to happen. And I said it till the cows came home last year. They shouldn't have gotten a bye this year. It was ridiculous. They have no business getting a bye.
The other thing is, you know, as you said, I think you said this yesterday, but those first round teams, if they expand, should be home. Those first round games should be home games.
100%. You know. I want there.
So
to
instead
be,
of earning a bye,
you get a home game.
You get a home game.
And I would hope that when it expands to 14 or 16, which is I think what's going to end up being, first 2 weeks, you can't keep asking the fans to travel, and eventually you just got to cut the bowl thing and just be like, look, I understand you love the bowl games and ESPN loves them. We can still have them, but you're only getting a handful of the big bowl games, and you got to play these first two playoff games at home. It would make the expanded playoff so much better. And you can't ask fans to travel 4 weeks in a row to these neutral sites.
Although I would say, I think if I'm remembering correctly, I think we just said Boise State was 9th in the rankings and Arizona State was 12th.
Something like that.
They would not have home games, even though they won their leagues.
Yeah.
In this year's format, they would have had to go on the road. But, I mean, again, still, that's kind of, that's right. Yeah. If you don't like that, get ranked higher. Maybe that incentivizes better out-of-conference scheduling.
Yes, it should.
And I hate to say it, but this is like, because people always give the SEC crap because it's like, well, they don't schedule anyone, which isn't necessarily true. Alabama schedules a tough game every year.
I feel like they do play some non-conference.
They play some non-con games. Some of them are at neutral sites, you know, and some people are like, how neutral are those? But this is my thing. If you're Alabama or you're Ohio State, or even a school like Oregon now, you don't really have to take those chances. You don't. And I know that sucks for everyone else to hear, but it's true. If you're Boise State or you're BYU or you're Kansas or someone in the Big 12, dude, and you feel like you really want to be respected, you have to then go into the lion's den. If you are going to play a soft conference schedule because your conference isn't very good, you better take a Pat Hill sort of approach and schedule one or two games every year. And yes, they're probably going to have to be on the road or at a neutral site field that isn't really neutral. You're going to have to go in the lion's den and prove it. You know, and that's just the way it is. And if you don't like it, then be prepared to not get respect at the end of the year. It's just the reality of it. We get into this weird thing of, well, why should we have to do it? Because you're not as good. And that's that way in every aspect of life. No matter what job you have, I guarantee there's someone at your office that gets more privileges or more perks, gets to work from home, gets a better this, gets a better that. Or you're that person because you've earned that respect. We all want everything to be this even level playing field, and that's just not the way life works, especially with the unbalance of conferences and schedules.
All right. It is $2 beer night in one arena. Watch out.
Oh, boy.
Tonight. That's next on The Fan. Well, coming up tonight, here on The Fan at 5 p.m., you are going to get Oregon-Iowa pregame.
A perfectly adequate basketball game with a perfectly adequate team.
God dang, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, good matchup.
Well, Iowa's like 14th in the Big Ten, and Oregon is fine.
They're in the spread is like 1.5.
They're in the NCAA tournament.
But 1.5.
Yeah, according to Joe Lunardi, Oregon's in.
It's a tight game.
Yeah.
Out there at Iowa. You never know what's going to happen.
In the Iowa barn, wherever.
Caitlin Clark Arena.
I'm assuming.
Caitlin Clark is white.
I'm assuming there's a barn somewhere in Iowa that they play in.
Hawkeyes are 5-9 in conference.
Yeah, so last year they weren't very good, and they're not very good this year, and interest at Iowa is waning. And so they have been talking recently about how to get the student body more engaged.
Yeah.
And for tonight's game against Oregon, Iowa has offered $2 beers and pretzels.
Oh.
It is $2 beer and pretzel night.
Does that get you?
At Caitlin Clark Arena.
Does that get you in the door?
Well,
it doesn't get me in the
door. I think it would for, well, you're not
a college kid. $2 beers absolutely get me in the door.
To me, this is a really smart thing to do. Now, what they're saying is it is only for students.
Oh, okay.
And it is only from 6 to 7:30. Tip off there is 7:30.
Oh, so show up and get housed early.
They want you to get housed.
That's smart.
This is the Caddy Shack, Caddy Day. Caddy's welcome from 4 to 4:15. Do it right here.
Yeah, and so they said, I was reading today, an article about this, they said that they're averaging less than 5,000 a game.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not great.
No.
There's no interest there.
No.
They love the women's team.
They love them some Caitlin Clark.
But not the men's team.
Not the men's.
So they're trying
to Caitlin Clark is white.
Get them drunk and rowdy tonight against Oregon. So watch out, Ducks.
5,455 are going to be there whooping it up with their $2 beers.
Yeah. Creighton did this recently.
Did they?
Yeah, they did this against UConn because they hate Dan Hurley.
Sure.
So they get really drunk and heckled Dan
Everyone
Hurley.
Hates Dan Hurley.
And so I think theirs was a dollar beer.
Okay.
$1 beer. Do you remember dollar beer night in college? Because you went to BYU.
I went to BYU. We didn't have that. We had dollar
night. You could only dream of dollar beer night in college.
Dollar Coke night, yeah. Not the good kind of Coke either.
It's that reiterates how bad your decision was.
Oh, it's horrible.
You know. But we had quarter draws. Do you remember draft beers?
Oh, okay.
Quarter draws.
Okay.
Real bad, awful
bad stuff.
Beer.
Yeah.
But you don't have to pay a quarter for it. And they would charge you the quarter.
Oh, really?
Like we were always talking like
you get four at a time?
Would. And they would be smaller, but we were always talking like, do they really need the quarter? Like, why just give free beer?
Free beer.
You know, we'll tip.
Well, there's a, like the Falcons, right? I think the Falcons have super cheap. They've got like, I think everything is under $4 or $5 at their.
They have a select family friendly menu or something like that. Like,
you can get a pretzel, a hot dog. I think I'm sure it's like, you know, a Michelob Ultra or whatever, but yeah, they have affordable stuff.
And now other franchises are starting to adopt the like tiered pricing model where you can allow people to get average regular food at regular prices instead of like everything is $12.
Well, look, I mean, I think one of the things that definitely has hurt the experience is just the idea is I don't even care at a place like Portland where tickets aren't that expensive, right? Like you can get into a Blazer game for dirt ass cheap right now. But if you want a decent seat, let's say even if you're a decent seat, let's say you even go $30, which is still super ass cheap, $30-$40, right? And you bring you and a couple kids, by the time you get done parking, you know, you're not getting out of there for less than a couple $100, and that's on a dog crap team that's affordable. I mean, stuff's expensive now. And that I will say, when you sometimes stare at the prices of game day food and snacks and beers, it'll take your breath away a little bit. You're like, seriously?
Yeah. Well, should be a big night out there.
Well, good for them.
In Iowa City?
I thought it was Des Moines. City.
No, they play.
That is Iowa State, I think, is in Des Moines.
No, Iowa State's in Ames.
Oh, that's right.
And Iowa plays at Iowa City.
Do they really?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I would have bet all of my dollar beers that was in Des Moines.
You would have lost all of your beers. Coming up next, the NFL salary cap number appears to be set. for this upcoming season, and we'll get to that when we return on The Fan.